Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Bean Dad, The Dress, 30 to 50 Feral Hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week, we take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who are they? What made them so notorious? How did the internet or the algorithm choose them? And what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? Listen to 16th Minute of Fame starting May 7th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, everybody, from my big show family to yours. Thank you for listening. Your latest news, weather, sports coming up.
Hey. Hello. This is Ricky B. Sharp from Alabama. You potlickers are listening to a couple other potlickers known as John Boy and Billy on the big show. You know, I ain't just a guest star on the Playhouse and the official mascot for Mr. Runt Popolis over at the Pizza Runt. That's just the tip of the iceberg. What's this? Note from John Boy? Keep it short. Son of a...
It is Wednesday. All right. Here we are. Hump day. Hump on out. Up. Hump up and then out. Get dressed. Oh, you know what to do.
you know how to do this day.
Thank you. Know how you start your mornings by now. Okay, good. And we start ours by telling you what national day it is if you want to participate. National Bucket List Day. Make a list, put it in a bucket, and carry it around with you.
No.
Oh. I'm a guile petty. We ain't making no bucket list. That seems like you're ready to die.
That's right. Live every day to the fullest.
Speaking of Kyle, they starting out. They're going out to Deadwood this weekend, I think, where they start their Kyle Petty charity ride across America.
You're right.
Is that right here? Yes, I am. North Platte. Oh, yeah. Deadwood, South Dakota. To North Platte, Nebraska, is on day one, and that is sometime. Doggone, thought I had everything. May 4th, yeah, that is Saturday, right? Is that this Saturday? No, okay, a week from Saturday.
Yeah.
Do not go to Deadwood, South Dakota yet. Well, you can go hang out.
They have very nice things there if you want to go visit. Well,
the name doesn't sound very inviting. But, you know.
All right. Well, there you go. So next, okay, National Administrative Professionals Day. Is that old Secretary's Day?
Yeah, it's nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. Yeah, words. Got to say the right words.
Yep.
And it's National Pigs in a Blanket Day. Well, we always celebrate this. Talk about our pigs in a blanket.
Your favorite day.
All right. Awesome. Good. Can't wait till supper. Yeah, we got 3 days in this. We're saved up. We'll get you ready for Outburst. Get that prize pack out here. We're awake. Big Show's on the radio. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. First package to win a Red Max prize pack. Oh, yeah. Red Max makes the best trimmers and blowers and commercial zero-turn mowers with a 2-year unlimited hour warranty, Kawasaki engines, heavy-duty fabricated deck, mow like a pro with Red Max. Click on that Red Max banner. Get your info at thebigshow.com. Listen up right here. Gonna set the stage for our three categories. You can win that pack. It was on this date, April 24th, 1800, the Library of Congress was established. It's now the largest library in the world. It was started in 1800 for only $5,000 and contained less than 1,000 books.
Now, I hate to remind you this, but you are actually in the Library of Congress.
That's right. That is when
Sue Myrick.
Sue Myrick.
Yep. She used, the history of the John Boy and Billy Show to execute a filibuster. Just kind of talked about the show.
Yeah. Now, is that available? I mean, can you go somewhere on their website and pull it up?
Yeah, you have to. If you go search John Boy and Billy, you'll probably find it. I've seen it, so I know it's attainable.
All right, that is so cool.
You all had copies, so I don't know. You must have squirreled
it away.
Maybe
I could give one away as a wonderful thing if I can find my
copy.
That's
illegal.
Yeah. All right, well, let's move up to 1961. Bob Dylan made his first recording when he played harmonica for a Harry Belafonte album called Midnight Special. Oh, Bob made $50 for that performance.
And was overpaid.
Look at him now.
And finally on this date, 1981, the IBM personal computer is introduced. 81.
Yep.
Now, is that the same basic way computers work now with this IBM deal?
Randy, no, IBM doesn't. They don't really build any kind of computers to a... Yeah, not very competitively anyway. So
they were the real big ones, right? Their computers were just like churning out stuff. Because I remember
that's true. Yeah, like more like business or servers and things like that.
I remember a neighbor had his dad worked there, and they had the big things of used paper, and they were like bigger than a legal size piece of paper that would fit in there. So.
You remember mom's condo, Johnny, where you have a bedroom to this day.
Yeah.
The guy that I bought that condo from. Worked. He was a big higher up in IBM, and I looked at his computer system. And it was probably from 1981, but he started trying to write down my information on his computer, and I noticed that he was fingered. I said, "Don't you type?" He said, "Never learned how to type." You were like higher up for IBM, and you don't know how to type.
Man.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
So I could have worked for IBM.
Well, in fairness, when you were in high school, junior high, typing classes were just populated by women. I mean, the girls took typing.
I know, and I already took home economics so I could be in a class full of women.
Right.
Oh, yeah, I was out. Yeah. Well, anyway, so there's the old IBM computer. So there's our 3 dates in history. 1-800-BIG-SHOWS, your toll-free line. Come on, we play Outburst next. Good morning, it's
Superfly.
No. John Boy and Billy and the gang here for Wednesday morning, April the 28th, your hump day. Let's get that winning beginning,
Outburst, let's play Outburst. It's the game that anyone can win. John Boy and Billy give you prizes from the big prize bin. Let's go meet contestant number one. This should really be a lot of fun. When you're playing Outburst, have a
hurry up and guess time. You'll have the best time. You'll have a big show time.
Let's say hey to Barry from Andersonville, Tennessee.
We'll have a big show time.
Good morning, Barry. There's old Bear.
Barry.
Doing the album version. Hey, welcome in here, Barry. Let's get you through these three categories. Get that prize pack to you. You ready?
I'm ready, John Boy.
In 5 seconds, three things you see in a library. Ready, go.
Books, librarian, and a desk.
Bam. Now give us three musical instruments. Ready, go.
Guitar, piano, and a flute.
Flute man, flute there, Barry. And for the win, three places you see a computer. Ready, go.
Office, hospital, and a checkout counter.
About that word these days, Andy Barber.
Barry,
you got the Red Max prize pack head over to Andersonville for you, buddy. Congratulations.
Nice. Thank you, John Boy.
You got a book. Yes, indeed. Had by dogs better than men. Waking kids up. All about dogs and kids right on the other side of this news. Good morning, it's a big show on the radio. We're about 20 minutes away from our latest top 10 list. I bet you love today, Tiz. In a good way. But right now, let's dip into the mailbag.
Letters, oh, we get letters. We get your letters every day. Mailman, mailman, mail today. Reach right in and pull one out. Letters. Let's find out what you've got to say.
Oh boy!
Mailman, mail today.
All right, got this. Hey, John Boyd Billy. We love the segments you aired about why dogs are better than women and why dogs are better than men so much that we were inspired to write one of our own, Why Dogs Are Better Than Children. We hope you enjoy it. Your Big Show fans in Bremen, Alabama, Tracy and Darren Clark. All right. Why dogs are better than children. Dogs are easy to train. Dog toys are dirt cheap. Dogs don't need an allowance. Dogs are always excited to see you. Dogs don't need a dead gum cell phone. You don't have to worry about your dog coming in at bedtime to tell you they need poster board for a project they have to turn in tomorrow morning.
I heard that one.
You don't have to worry about what your dog is looking at on the internet. You can leave your dog alone in the car to go into the store to shop. Dogs never ask to borrow the car on Saturday night. Dogs don't talk back to you when you discipline them. A dog won't go to the therapist and blame you for everything wrong with their lives. Your dog is never embarrassed to be seen with you in front of their friends. With a dog, the only we you have to worry about is the one they leave on the carpet. A dog will never call you late at night and ask you to bail him out of jail.
Yeah, buddy.
Dogs don't mind if you grab them up by the back of the neck. You don't have to get out in the pouring rain to buy diapers for a brand new puppy. You don't have to worry about taking out a second mortgage to pay for your dog's wedding.
Really?
With a dog, you never have to worry about meeting your future in-laws. You'll never have to send your dog to rehab.
I don't know.
A dog will never steal money out of your purse and then lie about it when you call him on it.
Aha!
And why dogs are better than kids? College, 4 years, $80,000. Obedience school, 6 weeks, $200.
Another letter from our listener, Dave.
Thank you, Clark's from Alabama. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. About 20 minutes, it's Tater Tainment News. Can't wait for that. Right now. And now, the top 10 things women never say, but men wish they would. Number 10. Are you sure you've had enough to drink? Number 9. That was a great fart. Do another one. Number 8, I've decided to stop wearing clothes around the house. Number 7, let's subscribe to Hustler. Number 6, I'll be out painting the house. Number 5, honey, our new neighbor's daughter is sunbathing again. Come see. Number 4, no, I'll take the car to have the oil changed. Number 3, your mother is way better than mine. Number 2, do me a favor, forget the stupid Valentine's Day thing and buy yourself a new rifle. And the number 1 thing women never say, but men wish they did, listen, I make enough money for the both of us. Why don't you retire and get that nagging handicap down to 7 or 8? Good morning. You got the Big Show on the radio. More chances for you to win coming up after your news, weather, and sports.
Good morning. This is Connery, Sean Connery. And you might think that I'm just another sophisticated yet rugged Scottish movie star. And you'd be right. What's my secret? The truth is I can't start my day without listening to the Big Show with John Boy and Billy. Trust me, they're a lot funnier than Dr. No and Blofeld. Ooh-ah, ooh-ah, ooh-ah.
Good morning. It is Wednesday, April the 24th. We got a couple days before we give away John Boy's wonderful thing, number 101. Here we are in turkey season. We got a hardback copy of the book, The Whole Truth About Spring Turkey Hunting, according to Cuz. As Ronnie Cuz Strickland from Mossy Oak took me on my trip around the Grand Slam. Got my eastern turkey down Mississippi, Osceola in Florida, the Merriam in Nebraska. Hold it, Tate, I'm on the roll. Sorry. Who are you, Randy? And now you knocked my fourth out of the head. Where was I? So Merriam, Nebraska, Osceola, Florida, eastern Mississippi. What is the other one? Eastern. Doggone it!
It's my fault.
Yep. Maybe people would be willing to help you if you didn't.
I holler at them every time I talk to me. Okay. Well, I'll come over there. I'm trying to picture them in my barn where I got all of them, okay, in order. Now, I got the Osceola Goblin because we did not hear one gobble that whole hunt, which was very, very weird. So I said, how do you want this mess? I want a goblin, since we didn't hear a goblin. It means so much to me. Now, if I could only come up with something for that fourth one.
Eastern?
Eastern, got that, Mississippi.
Rio Grande.
Rio Grande in Texas, to Rio in Texas. Thank you very
Miriam's
much. That was it.
Osceola.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah, I covered all four of them. Okay, so y'all read that book.
You're welcome, Tater.
What? Oh, I'm sorry, you guys are still talking.
You just zoned out when I talk about turkeys. All right. Well, anyway, so y'all, somebody can have that brand new book, huh? All right. I'll just cut a few of the pictures out, and then it'll be all yours. Find out Friday. Check it out, y'all, at thebigshow.com. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, we play John Boy Jeopardy. Winner gets a LS Tractor prize pack. It includes a one-year subscription to Mossy Oaks Game Keepers magazine. Also got a cool LS Tractor cap. If you go to lstractorusa.com, find your local dealer. Learn why customers start blue and stay blue. Hang on, we'll play for it in minutes. Right now, it's time for Tatertainment News. Here's our girl, Marcy Tater Moran.
Yeah, so some sad news. Dickie Betts passed away last week.
Oh, man.
He was 80 years old. Did you know that Dickie left home at 16 to join the circus?
No, I haven't heard of that.
Associated Press is reporting that. He also became the renowned guitarist for the Allman Brothers. Did you hear that?
Oh, yeah.
He wrote the group's biggest hit, Ramblin' Man. Didn't know if you knew that. And he remained on the road until he reached the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and he did that in 1995.
How about that?
So he died at his home in Florida. His manager of 20 years said that he had been battling cancer for more than a year and had chronic obstructive pulmonary disease.
Hmm.
So 80 years old.
How about that, man? What a great guy. Dickie.
So Travis Kelce's in the news. And Travis, what's he doing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So Travis has this music fest called the Kelce Jam. And it's going to be happening on May 18th. And musical acts include Lil Wayne, 2 Chainz, and more. And plans are underway to expand. I knew not to really go into the rest of the list. But it's very hip and now. It's very popular.
Has he had this for a while? Or
this is the second Kelce Jam. And he would like to expand nationwide. And he's going to, luckily for him, has a girlfriend that can help him out with logistics as far as planning such event. Taylor Swift's team will reportedly help Travis launch the nationwide tour of his Kelce Jam Music Fest.
Oh, so it's Taylor a nationwide Swift. Tour
mm-hmm.
of this.
So he wants to bring the jam next year to the NFL cities of Vegas, Los Angeles, Miami, Chicago, New Orleans, Indianapolis, and of course his hometown, Cleveland. Hmm.
Anyway, his famous girlfriend might sing a song.
They are reports that it's possible that she will open the show. She'll appear at some of them, not all of them, because, you know, she's got a life.
I tell you, I gotta admit to something. When I was traveling to the coast last weekend, I heard a Taylor Swift song. I said, I'm going to listen to this.
Okay.
And I was put through the ringer. By the time that song was over, I knew more about that boyfriend or hers. I guess it broke
the
up.
The ex-boyfriend.
Oh, man. Yes. I mean, she goes as long. Fine. Gone.
Yeah.
Wow.
She has several albums with that theme.
Yeah, that's why we say, you know, when she puts out a new album, well, that's it for this romance.
And she has a new album out, and there are reports that there's a song referencing Travis. So it's a good song, though.
How about that? Well, this might mess her whole deal up.
Retired football star Tom Brady will be the target of a new comedy roast.
Ah.
The roasts aren't like when
Dean Martin
and those guys did it, but they're a little harder, I think. But
They're much harder.
The United Press International reports that Netflix released the trailer on Monday for the special titled "The Greatest Roast of All Time: Tom Brady." So it will be hosted by Kevin Hart and comedian Jeff Ross, who is like always at all the roasts, will be there along with a lot of other surprise roasters.
He's like the Don Rickles of today.
Yes, he's the one that's always there. And Netflix will be doing this live. So it's the first time they do a live roast.
Well.
It will air unedited and uncensored.
Yeah, you think it was hard before.
That's why it's on Netflix.
Yeah.
They also have reported that the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders will have a show on Netflix, kind of a docuseries following the life and time of a cheerleader. And you can look forward to that in May as well.
They already had some of those like a while back, like seeing them trying to make it. I wonder if that would be the same deal.
I guess it doesn't say.
Hollywood is digging up an old idea and
repackaging.
And for you, I know I've told you to watch this.
Okay.
So Jeremy Clarkson is coming back.
Yeah, the Clarkson
season three, Clarkson Farm, May 3rd on Prime.
Okay.
Hilarious.
I love him.
Have you watched the Clarkson Farms?
I'm only aware of it because of your report. Yeah, but I have to check it out. What's wrong with you?
It is hilarious. So May 10th, there'll be four episodes on May 3rd, and then they'll have the rest of them on my
All day. Right, so we got two seasons out there we can watch and catch up.
Yes, and get caught up.
All right,
I did a thing! It's hilarious.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Dan. Well, let's see if we can get us a winner. Let's play John Boy Jeopardy. First review yesterday's question. We found out many of the early car models came equipped with a modometer. This is what it was for.
Water temperature.
Where you could see it from inside and out. They would put them on the dashboard, what they did, that's replaced with the hood ornaments.
Yes.
Okay. All about it.
Of course.
Today's John Boy Jeopardy. According to researchers, gas pump handles are the number one germiest thing you will encounter in public.
Uh-huh.
Escalator handrails are second. And the buttons on these are third.
What are Dennis Rodman's buttonfly jeans?
Almost. No. 1-800-BIG-SHOW, you told free line. Was Carmen Electra that bad? What y'all got? 1-800? Oh, I just did that. All right. We'll play John Boy Jeopardy. Yeah, come on. We play next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good Wednesday morning. This is Big Show on the radio humming through your hump day. Today's featured track from the Big Show Bitbox, brought to you by Charlotte Motor Speedway and the Coca-Cola 600, Sunday, May 26th. Fort Childers Crazy Go Nuts Camp. Search for keywords, go nuts. You hit the Bitbox at thebigshow.com. Hey, right now, let's play.
Yes, live across America, it's John Boy Jeopardy.
Woo-hoo!
And now a man who's heard rumors about Caitlyn Jenner starring in an upcoming superhero movie and figures it has to be either X-Men or the Transformers. He's John Boy.
Thank you.
Let's say hey to Keith out of Fairmont, North Carolina. Good morning, Keith.
Good morning, John Boy.
Hey, buddy, welcome. All right, Keith, you got first shot at it. Let's see what you got. According to researchers, gas pump handles are the number one germiest thing you will encounter in public. Now, escalator handrails are second. We are looking for the buttons on these that's coming in third.
I think that would be the ATM machine.
You see, buttons on the ATM.
Southern
is set. You all right about that? And so these public services, like, were tested and ranked by the amount of nasty bacteria found on them, like E. coli and Salmonella. Man, makes you want to wear some gloves.
Oh, I do.
I know you do. Hey, Keith, good work, buddy. Got the big old Red Max prize. No, that's what we got. Oh, the LS Tractor prize pack we just talked about. Yeah, buddy, we're going to get that to you over in Fairmont.
That sounds good, John Boy. Good. I appreciate it.
All right, buddy. Hang on. All right, we jump out, catch you up on your news. Right on the other side, our time capsule, but it's April 24th. Hang on for life.
This is the award-winning John Boy and Billy Big Show. The South's number one export.
John Boy and Billy.
Yo.
Mad Max here.
How's it going, Max?
How you think it's going?
Well,
I'm a little peeved.
What's up?
Boys, the economy is in sad shape. And except for the car companies, nobody's taking it harder than the airlines. Seems like every time you turn around, they're trying to charge you extra for something you used to get for free. First, it was $25 if your bag was too heavy. Then they started making you pay for them scrumptious in-flight meals.
Yeah.
Now there's an airline that wants to charge you extra to use the toilet.
What?
And with the kind of food they're serving, trust me, you're going to need to use the toilet before you get to Disney World. According to the New York Times, some budget airline over in Ireland is talking about putting pay toilets on all their planes.
Oh.
Please! Have you ever been in an airplane toilet? Like trying to take a dump in an MRI machine. And now they want to charge you extra for it. Pretty soon it'll be, in case of a sudden loss of cabin pressure, insert a dollar in the bill slot and an oxygen mask will drop down.
Yeah.
And speaking of can't even take a dump in peace anymore, the tree huggers have identified the next major threat to the global environment. Toilet paper. All Greenpeace is all the Twitter about how Americans love soft, fluffy bathroom tissue. Apparently, it's killing the planet. Extra soft toilet paper uses more trees than budget brands, and that's a threat to all the old growth forests around the world. Well, let me just say, and I have never meant this more literally than I do right now, my big old butt. Basically, Greenpeace wants us to go back to using that for feeling stuff we had back in junior high school. You know, the kind of still got chunks of wood in it. Here's their quotable quote. Fluffy toilet paper is worse for the environment than driving around in a Hummer. Please. First they were holier than now. Now they're butt holier than now. Look, I ain't got nothing against the environment. But if it comes down to a choice between old growth forest and Cottonelle Ultra Soft, I say warm up the chainsaw. This is America. We didn't win two world wars and invent the big screen TV so we could go back to wiping our butt with a Sears catalog. If Al Gore and all the other enviro pusses want to start using corn cobs again, y'all have at it. As for me, I'll give up my soft, fluffy toilet paper when you pry it from my cold, dead, you know. Now, praise the Lord, pass the Charmin and quit running. John Boy and Billy, y'all keep them straight up there.
John Boy and Billy. Morning radio done right.
A Big Show on the radio. Quick reminder, y'all, got the Crowder's Mountain Shrine Club Rodeo coming up this Saturday. All pros are benefiting, the proceeds will benefit the Shriners Hospitals for Children. Hi, boy.
Donnie.
Yeah, I'm trying to say, yeah, I like to help out every year, man. It's good stuff. So, Price's Arena, Bessemer City, North Carolina, this Saturday night. Get some rodeo. Good work. Benefit the Shriners Hospitals for Children. Ready to go? All right, well, let's see what's happening out front. Got the mic on.
I'm a toad again. Eating too much rocky road again. The foods I love are playing hell with my rear end. I just can't help it. I'm a toad again. I'm a toad again. All these Krispy Kremes are filling out my behind. Carbs are not my friend. I wish I could put those bathroom scales on rewind. They're so unkind. I'm a toad again. A bloated, puffy, pudgy load again. My drawers are tighter now than they have ever been. I can't believe it. I'm a toad again. Just one more scoop since I'm a toad again. And scene! Oh! Whew! I haven't even done the two-step yet, and I'm sweating like Rosie O'Donnell reading the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue. Oh, Lord. Oh. Oh, hello, Babala. How are you, Angel? Broke? What do you mean, broke? Well, I know it means I'm buying lunch. What's new? But how did you lose the money? Uh-huh. Oh, you lost a bet. Oh, well, what happened? You're sitting at the bar last night watching the 10 o'clock news and having a cocktail with Johnny Bravo. Okay. Right. Oh, there was a news crew covering a story about a man on a ledge threatening to jump. I see. And you asked Johnny Bravo if he thought the guy would jump, but Johnny Bravo said he definitely would jump. Oh, but you bet he wouldn't. And you both put a $20 bill on the bar. Oh, right. And then the guy jumped. Oh, how awful. Okay, so you gave Johnny Bravo the money. I mean... Oh, he wouldn't take it. Well, why not? I mean, fair is fair. Oh, he saw the story on the 5 o'clock news and he knew the guy was going to jump. Well, what did you say? You said you saw the same thing, but you didn't think he'd jump a second time. Yeah, some people are hard to figure. So why are you broke? Oh, he decided to take the money after all. Yeah. Man, what are you going to do? All right, Angel, scurry off. Go on. Bye-bye, tippy-toe. Ski-daddle. Chug along. Go to the boom-boom room. And she's
Gone.
Wow. I don't know why I'm surprised. The other day, we're walking down the street, and I said, oh, look at the dog with one eye. She covered one of her eyes and said, where? John Boy, Billy, Big Show, Phil speaking. I'm going to help you. Oh, hi, Astro Nerd. What? No, 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 I don't know the ABCs of comedy. Well, no, wait a minute. Yes, oddly, I do. C. Yeah, it stands for see ya. Oh, here comes my dirty little angel. Hey, listen, I was going to ask you about that friend of yours with the blonde, curly hair, you know, the competitive swimmer. How's she doing? Really? You went to one of her meets last weekend. Well, how'd she do? Bronze medal? Well, that doesn't sound so good. What happened? Uh-huh. Uh-huh. They were doing the breaststroke and the other girls cheated. Ooh. Well, how? They used their arms. Those hotsies. Come on, sweet cheeks. Mommy needs some fresh air. To the Mini Cooper. Carry on, straight people.
Hey, babe, this is Sammy Davis Jr., better known as Tommy Davidson Jr., and I'm thrilled that you're listening to The Big Show with John Boy and Billy.
You can take a rainbow, man, sprinkle it with dew. It's your boy, boy, boy.
Good morning, it's a Big Show on the radio. Coming up in minutes, Hanson Sports Braves will call over to his house in St. Louis, get him off the couch. Going to talk about OJ today. Look back and wrap up that 715th homer from Hammerin' Hank at last. It hasn't been around, ain't it? Hey, right quick, tell you about the prize pack. You can win on Beat the Blonde after that call. $120 worth of Bull's Knot cleaning products made in the USA. Yeah, truck drivers keep America moving in Bull's Knot. Make sure they look good doing it. Find Bull's Knot at truck stops across America. Or download the Bull's Knot app. Click on that banner when you hit thebigshow.com. Good morning. It's a Big Show on the radio. Pick it up. Come on. Let's go. Sing along. Right,
pick
me know the words. Get him on the couch. He's
Maurice. Terry Hansen on the World of Sports. Here's a guy you'd never want to see in shorts. He's got scoops on who's got a contract, who's a good dude, and who might be on crack. The show presents Sports Briefs.
All right, Terrence, thanks for joining us again this morning, buddy. How are you doing? Okay?
Doing just fine.
Good,
man.
Buddy.
Waiting,
good.
Waiting to hear from you.
All right, my boy. Well, we got some good feedback on you last week's topic, Hank Aaron hitting 715th home run. But, Derek, people want to know the name of the Braves announcer who made Ernie Johnson Sr. step aside when he was just about pushing him out of the way from calling that. And like, so that was on radio. So yeah. These were pre-Superstation days. So the Braves only had radio. Is that the deal, Terry?
At that point in time, they had just a few games on television because, like I said, Ted did not buy the station until then and the team much later. So,
right.
So I would love to give you the name, guys, but there are too many people still alive in that family, so
okay.
I won't denigrate the guy's name, okay?
All right. Well, so let's move to today's topic. O.J. Simpson passed away April the 11th, age 76. Did you ever meet him?
At the PGA Tour in 1981, we had NBC come in and do our tournament, the Players' Championship, and he came to town. I was in the same room with him, didn't go up and see him. Patty and I had a little get-together at our house that weekend for the NBC guys, and Dick Ebersole told me he was coming, but he never showed up. So that's the closest I ever came to him.
Well, of course, Terrence, me and you buddies back in 94, still are, proud to say. I know you watched every minute of the O.J. trial. So what you got for us today?
Well, first of all, I probably ended up with a law degree because you're right. I did watch every minute of that. I was settling a contract, so I was sitting on the sidelines for a while.
Uh-huh.
And the murders of Nicole Brown and Ron Goldman, he was on trial for. And, you know, this Mark Furman guy, the detective for L.A., he lied. And then the glove situation where he wouldn't fit, he got to acquit. Came up.
You know, Terry, I don't think he tried hard enough to put that glove on.
Yes, thank you. I thought he was guilty without any question.
Right.
But, you know, he was found innocent. But then later on, and I'm not sure I agree with this, quite frankly, though I don't like the guy or didn't like the guy. In 2008 in Las Vegas, he was put on trial for going up and stealing some of his merchandise
right.
that people had. He was in jail for 9 years.
Wow.
And I thought, you know, that was kind of payback, and that's not quite right. But
right.
anyway, he was in the NFL for 11 years, 11,236 yards, 76 touchdowns. But the reason for that was because his offensive line, the electric company.
Oh, yeah.
Who I know you know about because it was kind of anchored by Joe DeLamalur.
Right.
Who was in the Big Show studios.
That's right. Big Joe, man. Yeah, they were blocking for OJ on that 2,000-yard season, man.
He played for the Bills from 78 to 85 and a six-time pro. And he came into our studio, if you remember, with a fellow by the name of Carl Noonan.
Oh, yeah.
Remember Carl?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Carl was with the Dolphins in like 1972 when they were undefeated and won the Super Bowl.
Still are the only undefeated team through the Super Bowl.
The only ones, and I remember you wearing his Super Bowl ring.
That's right. Yep. He remembered. I had to give it back.
Then Carl told me that he was on a cover of Sports Illustrated, and I didn't believe him. And then he showed it to me. Yeah, he was okay. He was the holder for Gail Yeprimian field goals, and his butt was on the cover of Sports Illustrated.
Awesome.
And one other thing before we leave this topic. So in the TV movie, who do you think plays the slow white Bronco for OJ?
I don't know. John Elway.
You got it. Yeah. Good going, man.
All right. Good stuff, Terry. All right, buddy. You've been teasing us on some upcoming topics. Tell us anything you got in the hole.
Well, I think next week I want to talk about when I couldn't get the security clearance for the First Lady Nancy Reagan when I was in Florida. And then I want to talk about you and Phil Niekro. That will be interesting to people.
Awesome.
And then also running the Blockbuster Bowl, some intricacies of running a bowl game. Oh. So that's kind of what I got on tap.
All right, good stuff. Thank you, Terry. Have a great rest of your day. Kiss Pat and the grandkids. We'll talk to you next week, buddy.
Okay, man. See you.
All right, my boy. All right, y'all. Well, let's play our game. Let's play Beat the Blonde for the $120 worth of Bulls Not Cleaning products. 1-800-BIG-SHOW, your toll-free line. Get a contestant. Play next.
Bean Dad, The Dress, 30 to 50 Feral Hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week, we take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who are they? What made them so notorious? How did the internet or the algorithm choose them? And what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? Listen to 16th Minute of Fame starting May 7th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm
Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.